7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast. 91.7 KALW San Francisco presents Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Laurie Fisher will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Here we are again, returning to the scene of the crime for Minds Over Matter, and we hope you will join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, as I said before and will say again, is an audience participation quiz program. We call it a program, I guess, more than a show. Jack Benny like to call his, always called it the program.
There's no distinction, but...
I know, but I don't know, for some reason he preferred that.
Well, we can't compete with Jack Benny.
No, we can't compete with Jack Benny.
And shouldn't.
He thought it was a little classier sounding, I think.
It is in a way, I suppose. And anyway, so Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so we hope you can donate a little of your time tonight for us. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So the number to join us with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Most of our lines are open right now. It's a great time to get in. I think we have a call from Union City waiting, so we'll get to that in a minute. But I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world as we know it, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, it should be available afterwards, along with some of our older shows. Also at kalw.org, and I think it's, anyway. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions, and here's the first. Jerry Nachman has put away his party hat and noisemaker for the Labor Day opening of the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge. The noisemaker was found to be defective.
Thank you, Dana. Well, with the closing of SF MoMA and the incredible display of the clock, Laurie Fisher would like to dispel the rumors that the Minds Over Matter crew will be part of the permanent exhibit when the museum reopens in 3 years.
I wish.
It's not that we are not art. It's that we, surprisingly, are also not modern.
Yep. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, heard that Frankenstein's monster is back in the workshop again when the bolts on his neck were found to be defective.
All right.
So, stealing from me yet again.
I prefer to think I'm proving.
No.
Boy, he wrote that quickly, right? Right at the tail end of yours.
Such a blatant steal. It's embarrassing.
The thief of bad gags. Let's go to Jerry Nachman for the first question.
All right. Okay, what is the least visited of the nation's 401 national parks? There were only 19 hikers last year. I've never heard of it, I should say, and I doubt if you have.
I'm pretty sure it's in Alaska. There are a lot of national parks.
Isn't Glacier National Park unvisitable in a way, since you can't get off the boat for it? Or
that's true. There's some truth to that. Yeah,
I don't know about that.
That's not it, though. Huh?
I'm almost positive it's in Alaska. And you're right about you cannot get off in a lot of parts of Glacier Bay because of the wildlife.
But you can probably go up and look at it closely.
I did on a cruise ship.
Oh, you did? Yeah,
yeah, but you can go up to Glacier Bay.
Well, that counts,
Bay.
I think.
Well, if that counts as a visit, then it has
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Even
well, that's different
there.
Then, because then we had a few thousand people who were visiting with us.
Right this second.
How about the Songus?
No.
No?
The name for Paul Songus?
No.
I doubt if you guys have heard of it, but
it is in Alaska, though.
You're kind of a backpacker type, aren't you?
No, okay. not so much.
Well, it is in Alaska.
On 52nd Street, maybe.
Yeah. It is in Alaska.
Quite up University Avenue.
It is in Alaska.
Yeah, it's not Songus, and it's not Glacier.
So let's just maybe leave it out there.
All right. Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
What is the least visited of the nation's 401 national parks? There were only 19 hikers there last year.
Boy, it's hard to sell Coke and hot dogs.
Yeah, it really is.
That place,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Not much litter, I guess.
Concession stand really suffers.
And why don't you go ahead, Lori?
All right. Well, the Writers Guild of America picked the 101 best written TV shows. So this is for writing. And I think I'll ask this question first. In the top 20, four of them are still on the air. And one of them I would classify as kind of still on the air, not in reruns. They're in current.
Wait a minute. The shows are still on the air?
Of the top 20 best shows ever written, according to the Writers Guild of America on TV, of the top 20, four, I know.
There's nothing good on the air. Everybody knows that. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. It's
and not in reruns, you said.
And not in reruns. So four of them are currently on the air. And then one of them is quasi on the air. If you know, you'll know what I mean. And I would say, and you'll disagree.
This sounds very, very good.
They're good shows.
Could I ask if any of these are on PBS?
None of them are on PBS.
All right. Okay.
And they're all, this is the Writers Guild of America, and as far as I can tell, almost all of them are American shows. Like way down on the list
is Fawlty Towers. Everybody's always telling me to watch One Word.
That's the one.
What is it?
One Word. It's got something like that.
I'm not sure.
Hardcastle and McCormick?
I'm not sure we want to go down that road.
No, I thought that's in the title.
Four of the top 20 are still on the air. One source.
All right. Okay.
Land is in the title?
Land is in the title of none of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack Benny's in the title of none of them.
All right. So you're not looking for individual episodes. You're looking
Correct.
For the series.
The series. Yeah, these are the best written series.
And four of the series are currently on the air.
Yeah, and there's a fifth one that it's hard to explain. It's kind of still on the
air.
Like
it comes back occasionally in a special or something?
I would say it's something like that to give you more information.
Like they used to do with Columbo? Later, you know?
A little bit like that, but just a little.
Is Columbo one of the series?
No.
I think our listeners are hipper to that than we are.
Four of them are still on the air. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And well-known. And if you watch TV.
They're all American shows?
Yes.
And these are dramatic shows?
Let's see. Of the ones I'm talking about, two are dramatic, and three would be classified as comedic.
Comedic? Oh.
Yeah, as in as in humorous.
What, the Veep? I mean, what are they going
to... Veep is not on
the
list,
but
one like that could be. I mean, that's not a... That's
20 best of all time?
Yes.
This list has got a...
Jerry's about to walk out.
Is The Sopranos on there?
The Sopranos is the number one show, but it's not on the air. They voted that the best written show of all time.
Okay.
But it's not... there's reruns
on it. Of all time?
Yeah, of all time.
Oh, gosh.
The list leans mostly to shows that have been off the air, but these are...
I guess members of the Writers Guild are about... Average age is about 33, I suppose.
That'd be a good question.
I don't know.
There's plenty of shows on the top 20 that you would approve of completely.
So don't guess the Milton Berle bowling show.
Ooh, that was good. I don't know if it was scripted.
Bowling for dollars.
It wasn't scripted.
Milton Berle, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show.
That's a reality show.
That's true. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Jared from Union City.
Hello.
Hello.
We were talking about TV Guide's top TV themes.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about Hawaii Five-O. That was composed by Morton Stevens, who was then CBS's West Coast musical director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were talking about Get Smart. That was composed by somebody named Irving Schwarzmaier, who was the brother of Bill Dana.
Oh, wow.
Morton Stevens started his musical career as a band leader for what popular singer?
What popular what?
Morton
singer?
Stevens started out as the backup band leader for what? Singer.
Very popular singer.
Morton Stevens. What decade would this have been?
Well, it started out in the early 50s. Give you a clue. I've never heard of
Morton Stevens.
I'm sorry. What was your clue?
He was one of the Rat Pack.
Oh, so Dean Martin, I guess.
Nope.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, give yourself a bell.
All right. Well. Small bill.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about somebody was mentioning that Sidney Greenstreet played Benjamin Franklin. Can you name the Civil War general he played?
Yeah, he played Winfield Scott.
Yeah, but you know what the film was?
They Died With Their Boots On.
Yeah, give us a bell.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. What was the first major disaster that was covered by the Red Cross?
Oh.
And it's something you would know. I mean, it's a disaster you've heard of. What was the first major disaster that was covered by the Red Cross?
So it would have been in the late 19th century?
It would have been in the 19th century.
Yeah, okay.
Thinking of the Lusitania.
That's in the 20th century.
Okay.
And it's not a war, it's a disaster, right?
It's a disaster,
yeah,
right?
You know, disaster.
I can't say it's completely unrelated to anything else, but I'm saying it's a disaster.
Is it one of the battles of the Civil War?
No.
Okay.
So once more, what was the first major disaster that was covered by the Red Cross? And second question, what is the only state whose name comes from a Dutch origin? What is the only U.S. state whose name comes from a Dutch origin?
That's an interesting question. All right, we should be able to narrow it down somehow.
Well, New York.
No.
Originally,
it was
N-E-U-W. Spelled originally.
So, what is the only state whose name comes from a Dutch origin? All right, and the other question was, what was the first major disaster covered by the Red Cross? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, hello, I'm Dave in San Francisco.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Mine is a physical material. So here it is. I understand that the U.S. government, the Treasury, is going to start printing plastic onto the paper currency, either in plastic coating or a plastic fiber in the dollar bill.
That's not a bad idea. Make it last longer.
And they haven't started that yet. So what's the coating currently on our currency that we have that makes it
this
shift?
Came up.
What's it coated
something.
With? Is that the question?
I'm sorry, I'm only listening to my earphone. Say it again.
You're asking what is our currency currently coated with?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's complete. That's my question.
This has come up on this show. Somebody asked.
And it should be simple. I've asked a lot of people who know the answer, and good number of people just don't know, and it's a nice thing to know.
Yeah.
You can ask me animal, vegetable, or mineral.
Okay, animal, vegetable, or mineral. I hope it's not an animal.
Mineral.
It's mineral.
Yeah.
So it's some kind of resin?
Oh, please. So can I leave the question? I'll go and listen. I'll listen on the air.
All right, we'll do that. We'll put you on hold.
Okay, good.
All right, Dave, hold on for a second.
Thanks. Okay, great show.
Thank you.
So it's a mineral that's not resin, right?
Yeah. Let's see. In the meantime, Jerry, why don't you do another question?
Okay, who played Tinkerbell in Steven Spielberg's 1991 film Hook?
It was Julia Roberts.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was easy or difficult. Okay, here's a harder one. I'm always glad when you're on the show, Lori, because I can
sneak in a baseball question that I can miss.
Who were the first five men inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, Babe Ruth and Honus Wagner.
Right. Yeah.
Christy Mathewson.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb.
Yeah, very good.
And we're missing... Oh,
one more.
It's not Luke Gehrig. He's later. Is it Walter Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Since you were so good on that, who were the first three inducted... Who were the first three athletes inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame?
Ooh. That's that traveling one. There is no. It's sometimes at the airport. Do you have a year it started?
I don't.
Joe DiMaggio.
DiMaggio, yes.
Good.
Dom DiMaggio. Lefty O'Doul.
No.
I think there's going to be at least one football player in there. Yeah.
So, I'm not saying.
How about Hugh McElhaney?
No, he was a favorite of mine.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Why don't you just repeat the question?
Hurry and Hugh. Who are the first three athletes inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
So is Willie Mays one?
Yes.
Okay, so DiMaggio and Willie
one
Mays.
One more.
See, they have the rules are loose. You could have grown up here. You could have played a lot of...
Oh, I thought you had to grow up here.
No.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Mays didn't grow up here,
no.
But he played here.
No.
So it's either one. I think it's a football player.
This guy did grow up here.
Oh, he did. Okay.
All right. Kevin, let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Whoa.
Hi, you're on. Hello, are you there?
Well, I'm here, but I'm not sure I'm in the right order.
You are in the right order. You're okay. On the air.
Hi. Well, I think I have an answer for the currency coding question.
Yes.
I believe it's coated with clay, as many paper is.
I believe you're right, because I think that is, as I said, it came up on the show before.
Remembering from before.
I do recall that. Yes, very good.
Kevin verifies.
Yes, okay. It is clay.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
What state name is derived from, originally from the Indian, local Indian word meaning great land, or some say peninsula for some reason, but great land is the most common translation of the word.
Dakota?
Have one chance out of 50, so...
Dakota?
No.
Dakota?
No.
Is it Michigan?
No.
How about Minnesota?
No, well, we could keep going. maybe two more guesses, and then I'll leave it with the board op, if that's all right.
All right, sure.
But you mentioned something about it has a peninsula, right?
Well, I guess you could say that.
Hmm. Is Florida? Is it Florida?
No. One more guess.
Right. Illinois.
No.
Yeah.
All right, we're out.
Got through our Midwest.
Okay, I'll leave it with the board out.
All right, we'll put you on hold.
And we need the Dutch one, too.
Let's take another call in the meantime. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Lisa from Minneapolis.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hey, and I'm sort of guessing that the one show Lori might be looking for that's sort of on the air is Arrested Development.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, they released 15 episodes once on Netflix. Yeah, excellent. That was number 16 on the list. Do you have any more?
Okay, and then I'm just thinking about the state question of Dutch origin.
Yes.
And maybe Delaware?
Not Delaware.
And maybe Kentucky?
Not Kentucky.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
How about Pennsylvania? Bye-bye.
Not Pennsylvania.
Okay.
just a little bit of old news I forgot to give at the top of the show. Last week I asked a question about the state with the highest literacy rate, and I forgot to give the answer.
Was it Iowa?
It wasn't Iowa. It was Utah.
Literacy or illiteracy?
Literacy.
Literacy. Okay.
It's Utah.
No,
it is Utah, yes. So if anybody was... we had a couple of emails about that. So if anybody was wondering, that was it. And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. Well, tonight, some of our listeners might be watching the Tonys and listening to us, so they might have I asked a version of this question, but... There are three people, I think there's only three, who have won a Tony and an Oscar for playing the same part, but the Oscar was for a supporting role. So which three people have won the Tony and the Oscar for playing the same role, but the role, at least in the movies, was a supporting role?
Three of them?
Mm-hmm. Three total.
So is it possible that they won the Tony for a lead role, and in the movies it was a supporting role?
You know, I don't think so. I think in one case there's a chance, but in the two others it's clearly a supporting role. I think they call it a featured role in the Tonys.
Was A Streetcar Named Desire on there?
No, it's not one of them.
All right.
I don't think the movie people were on Broadway for that.
How old is the oldest one? In a general sense?
They're all... 60s, 70s-ish.
Oh.
I'll hold off on the hint. Yeah.
All right.
It's two men and one woman.
Okay. Go over the whole thing.
So the question is, three people have won a Tony and Oscar for playing the same role, and the hint is, or the hook is, when they won the Oscar, it was for supporting actor or actress.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm.
Not nine
are
people have done.
Are any of them musicals?
Yes, one of them.
Is Joel Grey one?
Joel Grey is one.
Cabaret.
'67 for the play.
Couldn't have done it without you.
'73 for the movie. Okay, so two others, and those two are dramas.
Okay.
One man, one woman.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I was going to say Arrested Development. Also, usually I hang up when someone gets an answer, but then I thought I'd throw out some more names. So how about Breaking Bad or Mad Men?
Both of them are in the top 20. Mad Men's number 7, Breaking Bad's number 13, and good shows, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks. Good
Thank night. You very much. Good.
The other two TV shows that are still on are both comedic.
Oh.
Okay, so we have Mad Men, Breaking Bad, and Arrested Development, and in the top 20, there's
Are they on broadcast or cable?
One is broadcast and one is cable, I believe. I'm not, yeah, I think so.
All right. So I'm going to give you, I've done this a couple, or at least once or twice, I guess, of the most frequently occurring words in film titles of by genre. So this is science fiction tonight. So the most common words in film titles for science fiction movies, all right? And there are 10 of them. So
star.
I'll give you each two guesses. Star is one. Yes, you're right about that.
Space.
Space is one. Very good. I'll give you two more one guess each.
World.
World is correct. Very good.
How about day?
No. So, again, these are the most common words you would find in science fiction film titles. Obviously, I'm not talking about the or and. So far, we have space, star, and world. There are still 7 left. Again, the most common words you would find in science fiction film titles.
And do you have how many there are approximately? Is this like hundreds or more like a dozen? Or
no, something? They just even it down to 10.
Okay.
So. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is John in Berkeley.
Hi, John.
Hi. The guests for the best screenplays, or whatever the...
for the TV shows?
Yeah, the TV shows.
Yeah.
There you go.
One currently still showing is The Simpsons.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Number 11, very good. Got the other?
The cable show, I cannot think of, but I bet I Love Lucy is on there, too.
I Love Lucy is number 12 all time. Yes, it is. Not okay. Currently on the air, but one of Jerry's favorites, probably.
All right. And Jerry's question about the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, would it be Willie McCovey?
No, that's a good guess, no.
Right. And what was the question I was just asked?
I asked the 10 most common words you would find in science fiction film titles.
Right. How about invasion?
No.
Attack?
No.
Earth?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Very good. Good job.
Okay, well, I guess that's all my guesses then.
All right, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
On the Bay Area Hall of Sports Hall of Fame, how about Bob St. Clair?
No.
He's a local guy. He was
I
a
know,
hero.
But he wasn't that great.
He was great. I thought they might throw in somebody.
This is a top of one.
All right.
And let's go to a call.
It's a long shot.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is Eric in the Castor area.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Dutch word for the state?
Yes.
Could that be Connecticut?
It is not Connecticut.
Oh, huh.
I was going to guess that, too.
The Red Cross question, could that be the Great Fire in Chicago?
It is not the Great Fire in Chicago.
Well, I have a question. What two countries in Europe start with the letter K?
What two countries?
In our common names for them.
Yes, I mean in the English pronunciation.
Okay, all right.
Kazakhstan.
No, that's not
it. Actually, that is one of them because they have territory in Europe.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go, Jerry. I'm sorry.
Everybody knows that. Go back and study your world atlas a little
while.
And the other one is a little bit out there, too. It's not, like, fully recognized, but...
Oh, Kosovo.
But it's been in the news quite a bit.
Kosovo.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jerry's retiring.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, bye.
He got the geography question, but hasn't gotten the TV question.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi. Is the Dutch state, is that Utah?
It is not Utah.
Sounds like it. How about the Native American one? Would that be Montana? I mean, yeah, that's what I mean, Montana.
No, it is not Montana.
Well, I strike out. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to join us here, the number is 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, according to the Wall Street Journal, what country has been ranked as the happiest industrialized nation in the world for the third straight year?
Wow.
This is based on quality of life, which equals employment, income, environment, and health.
Well, I know at some point it was Denmark. There was a
no, not at any point. Is it Denmark?
Not at any point? Okay.
Is it
Sweden? Not in the top three.
Is it Sweden in the top three?
Sweden is number two.
So somebody's happier than the Swedes, huh?
Oh, yeah. These people are very happy people. From what I know.
Did you say it was a European country?
I didn't, and I'm not going to.
All right.
Who's happier than Sweden?
Well, I can't say something in Southern Europe because there's a lot of bad economic news going on there now, so they're probably not as happy as they used to be. How about the Dutch?
No.
All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
What country, according to the Wall Street Journal, has been ranked as the happiest industrialized nation in the world for the third straight year?
Happiest.
Based on quality of life.
How about Switzerland?
No.
They seem very happy.
Sweden is number three. I'm looking for one, two, and I'll tell you, U.S. is sixth.
I've done a lot of traveling in Europe, and I'm trying to think where I went where they would clap their hands a lot.
Yeah.
Because when you're happy and you clap your hands. So.
And they see you, which aces the cake.
America's sixth.
I'm surprised America's sixth.
I'm not.
We grumble.
Not lately.
About unhappiness?
A lot of grumbling here.
A lot of grumbling. Yeah. Not to this show. But.
Most of it on Jerry's part, I think.
I dragged you way down from the third.
He's the bell curve of our show.
The other half's on, the other half's on Bart. Yeah. It's Jerry and the people on Bart.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Bill in Oakland.
Hi, Bill.
In response to Jerry Nachman's question regarding the least visited national park in the United States,
yes.
If it's strictly a national park, I'm going to say Kobuk Valley National Park in Alaska.
No, that's not correct. I don't know that, but that's not the answer.
We all believe it is in Alaska, however.
It is in Alaska.
It's not a national park and a preserve combined?
I don't know that.
Because there is a combination of national park and preserve, or a national park and a national historical.
Just a word of warning: you never get too far below the surface with Jerry's questions here, because you don't want to ask too many details about that.
Not geographical questions.
The Kazakhstan.
They didn't say. They just said national park.
National park. Okay.
I'll give you a hint. If this is a hint. It's 350 miles southwest of Anchorage.
Okay, southwest.
Because you sound like you know your national park.
How about, I can't even read it. Katmai? K-A-T-M-I?
No. This is also unpronounceable.
Southwest.
Right.
That's an unpronounceable name.
Yeah. It's not a pronounceable name.
It's southwest of Anchorage, so it must be down on the... On the like that group of islands down in south of Juneau and on the peninsula someplace.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
I just weird. Here. All right.
Not one last yet. Wrangell?
No.
That's a good guess.
That's pronounceable.
Yeah.
Good guesses, we'll call her.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello, Greg.
I know those state names. The Dutch state is Rhode Island.
How did you know that?
Yeah, because root is red. Rood, it sounds like road is red.
You're right. It's Rhode Island or Rhode Island, yes. Nice. That's correct.
Okay. Rhode and then for the sci-fi novels...
they're sci-fi movies.
Sci-fi movies. I'm sorry. What did you have world already?
Yes.
And what, do you have war?
No, but it's not on the list.
Oh, it's not on the list. No. Okay. And then the other state, the Indian for great, he said like Great Land or something, mm-hmm. that's Alaska.
Is it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Very good. All right. Good job.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I thought Rhode Island was named for Cecil Rhodes.
No, that's Rhodesia.
Oh, okay.
The Colossus of Rhodes.
The Colossus of Rhodes, yeah. No.
Okay.
Okay. Lori, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. I'll stick with some more Tony questions, see if we can attract our audience there. Only one Tony performer has won an award, and both of his or her parents also won a Tony for Best Actor. So only one performer won for Best Actor or Actress, and so did his or her parents.
Tony.
Yeah. Who are the three people?
Oh, three?
Yeah, well, it's a somebody and their parents.
Once more.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it comes out funny. Only one Tony performer has had both of, who won for Best Performance in a play or musical, both of his or her parents also won the same award in a different year.
Are the parents Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy?
No. I don't know that their kid won enough.
They had a daughter who was an actress.
Would it be...
all three are pretty well known.
Would it be... what's her name?
Jason Robards and the actress. Who was she? Colleen Dewhurst.
Not them.
All right.
That's a good guess, too, for... Because they both won.
Amanda Plummer and Christopher Plummer and Tammy Grimes.
That's it.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very good. Do you know any of the plays?
Amanda Plummer was Agnes of God.
Correct.
Christopher Plummer was that Barrymore one, wasn't
it? Barrymore, yeah.
And for Cyrano. He was in a musical version
of Cyrano.
And
Tammy Grimes was Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah, and okay. Private Lives. Excellent work.
Good job.
All right. Yeah. You want to follow up? Okay,
good.
We'll stick with my last Tony questions. Who has the most lifetime Tony wins, and which performer has the most lifetime nominations? The one who has the most wins is not a performer. So who has the most lifetime wins? It's 21, sort of the Edith Head of or John
yeah,
Williams.
Yeah, it's probably...
Is that a director?
I'm not saying. And then which person, which performer has the most nominations, and he or she has...
Well, it would probably
10.
Be a producer, you know...
Like a David Merrick or something?
The famous Schubert producer, like Schoenfeld or one, Gerald Schoenfeld.
It's not Schoenfeld. It's not David Merrick.
All right. And you're not saying whether it's a producer or not?
I'm not. Not yet, anyway.
And you not...
So it couldn't be like a Gene Sachs or a Jerome Robbins or something?
It could be. It could be exactly like them. It isn't.
How many? 21?
21.
Yeah, and that couldn't be a performer.
And then the other question is, which performer has been nominated the most, and the performer has been nominated 10 times?
Oh, okay.
Have they won?
I think so.
Merrick for the
It's moment. Not David Merrick.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matters.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't know TV very well, but is Homeland one of the...
That's yeah. the name I was trying to think of. I said Land.
And it should be, and it's not on my list at all. I'm scanning the list. I'm going to put it on the list because it's such a good guess, but it's not one they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because my show is Big Bang Theory. It's not on there, is it?
I'm looking. The Big Bang Theory is not turning up in the top 100, Thomas, I'm sorry to say. It might be on there. I'll look more carefully.
Lifetime Tonys is Julie Harris, the performer?
She is.
No,
very,
very good.
Good. With 10. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Do you know who's got the most lifetime overall?
Oh, I wouldn't know that at all.
Okay.
And then I was going to go for the Tony Oscar, I did that performance twice.
Uh-huh.
Paul Scofield?
No. Paul Scofield did it, but when he won, it was for Best Actor for Man for All Seasons. So okay. I'm only looking for Supporting Actor in this one.
Well, what's the Tony question you have left over?
The Tony question I have left over is two people, one man, one woman, have won an Oscar and a Tony for the same performance, and when they won the Oscar, it was for supporting for supporting.
But what was the first one he got that nominated 10?
Was he got the most Tony nominations, and that was Julie Harris for performer.
There a first
yeah, the other one is who has the most lifetime wins in Tonys?
Okay. Neil Simon?
No, not Neil Simon.
Sorry, Thomas, we didn't step on you. Go ahead.
It's all right. We've got issues here.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still on. Okay.
The star and the stuff with the planet. Is Planet one of the sci-fi movies?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me check.
Must be.
And yes, it is. Very good.
And how about, I have a question.
Yes.
So I've never heard of these books before, and so maybe you guys know. I don't know. But anyway, these three books are written by the same person who is kind of famous in history. So Coningsby or The New Generation, Sybil or The Two Nations, Tancred or The New Crusade.
Is this Disraeli?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he was quite a famous novelist in his time.
I have no idea.
Before he got actively into politics. Yes.
Cool. Okay, I'm getting back to my dinner.
All right. Thanks, Thomas.
Laurie, the Tony winner all time. I think it must be a lighting or costume. Theron Musser, the lighting designer?
It's not a lighting designer, and that's a great name to know, but it's not a lighting designer.
Or costumes. Huh?
Not costumes either.
Wow. Oh, lighting.
Not lighting.
Yeah, okay.
Not costumes.
Sets. Sets, maybe. Ah,
not
sets.
It's not sets.
It isn't sets?
No.
Oh, gosh.
You're much more closer in the producing, directing kind of.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right. Best boy.
Who was Schoenfeld's partner, Schubert? Can't think of his name.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We are about halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you
think? What country, according to the Wall Street Journal, has been ranked as the happiest industrialized nation in the world for the third straight year based on quality of life? And what is the least visited of the nation's 401 national parks? It's located southwest of Anchorage, Alaska.
Hmm.
Oh, and we want the third person, who are the first three athletes inducted into the Bay Area Hall of Fame. Our panel here got Willie Mays and Joe DiMaggio. I need a third.
All right.
And I have the Writers Guild named 101 best written TV shows in history, and in the top 25 of them are still on the air, and we have Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Simpsons, Arrested Development. We're looking for the fifth. It's still on the air, as I said, and it's comedic. Tony-wise, I'm looking for the two people who are left who won a Tony and an Oscar for the same performance, and the Oscar was for supporting work. I'll give a hint here. In the case of the woman, she won the Oscar first and then went to Broadway and won the Tony, the only person to have done it in that direction. In the other case, they won the Tony.
And it's supporting.
It's supporting. And then who has the most lifetime Tony wins?
Okay.
And I've indicated it's a kind of produce in the realm of more producing and
backstage.
Directing.
Backstage.
Yeah, offstage. That's a good way to look at it.
All right, let's see. What was the first major disaster? It's an American disaster. What was the first major disaster covered by the Red Cross? What was the first major disaster covered by the Red Cross?
It's the 19th century.
And this is in the 19th century, huh?
It is in the 19th century.
It's not the earthquake.
It is not the earthquake.
Yeah.
And let's see, the most common, I have the list of the 10 most common words you would find in science fiction film titles. 10 most common words you would find in science fiction film titles. So far we have space, star, world, planet, and Earth. So we have five more on that list.
Did somebody guess attack yet on that?
I think they did, and no, it wasn't on here.
It hasn't come on the list since we guessed it. Okay.
No. Okay, I think it's my turn, isn't it?
But, yes.
Okay. So, let's do this. What does the only Shakespeare play with a national capital in the title?
Oh, Merchant of Venice.
No, that's not national. Well, I mean, it's a current national capital. I suppose was a national capital at one point.
Huh. Well, Verona's not one. Is Windsor a national capital?
No.
Trying to think of a place. Timon of Athens.
Right.
Yeah.
They just had a revival of that recently. Yes, Timon of Athens is the only Shakespeare play with a national capital in the title. I'll give you something else. All right. What was the first and last Best Picture Academy Award winner to have no acting nominations? When was the first and last Best Picture Academy Award winner to have, for Best Picture, yeah, excuse me, to have no acting nominations?
Is this two films or just...
It's so I'm done. Looking for the first one for this happened to and the last one
The most recent.
To. Right, the okay. most recent.
Okay. And you want to give us, decades on this?
I'm not going to give you the first decade, but I will give you the last decade, which is the 2000s. Hmm. Okay.
So is the first one Wings?
It is.
I thought Buddy Rogers won.
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Yes. So you have to get the other one.
Oh.
The 2000s.
I was going to guess that because it's the only early movie I know.
So the first and last Best Picture Academy Award winners to have no acting nominations, Laurie got Wings. That was the first, 1927-28.
What are some recent films, Laurie? You know more about movies.
Well, I'm trying to think of the recent.
All right. Mull that over. And let's go to a call.
Our listeners will be all over this one.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, you see it. So if you go to Las Vegas, you go to any casino, you will never find one of those. What is it?
A clock.
You guys are very clever.
We are very clever. Thank you.
Okay. All right. In view of this hepatitis A that hit many people and many people are sick, was it? I wanted to approximately how many Americans get food poisoning a year. Let's say the year 2010, which actually there is statistics.
You don't want a percentage. You just want the amount of people?
Yeah, tell me the amount of people. Yes.
Is this related to hepatitis A?
No, well,
okay.
It's just one of the food poisoning, for
okay.
sure.
But so total food poisoning.
Total food poisoning.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. I'll say
700,000.
Okay. How about more?
How about 27 million?
More. How about more?
Oh, I'm going to go with 120 million.
No, I'll give you the answer. It is 70 million.
Wow.
70 million people in 2000 get food poisoning. Most of the time, we just brush it away as being the flu or stomach pain or whatever. But 70 million Americans.
Amazing.
It's about one in five.
In 2010. Got sick by food poisoning. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
That's another good reason to eat less.
And be careful what you eat. Yes.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark calling from the fourth most visited national park.
Which one would that be?
Any ideas?
The fourth most visited national park.
And you're calling from there?
I'm sitting right in the middle of it.
It's not Yosemite. It's not Yellowstone.
I'll say Yosemite.
Picture where Mark
is. No, that's not. I don't think that would be the fourth. That might be the first.
Well, they have to have phone internet reception.
So yeah.
No, we actually have satellite.
Oh, you have satellite. Oh man.
Oh my goodness. What are you? You're west of the Mississippi, I'm assuming.
We are west of the Mississippi. That's correct.
Crater Lake.
Not Crater Lake.
Fourth.
You're in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's good.
No, Grand Canyon is actually second.
Second.
Well, it's pretty close.
What is first?
Is first?
I don't know.
I think it's Yosemite or Yellowstone. Probably Yellowstone.
Right, Yellowstone. Do you want to know what number one is, or do you want to guess?
Oh, you're in Yellowstone.
I'm in Yellowstone.
Oh, you are in Yellowstone. Okay.
You sound great.
Yosemite is actually busier than we are. We're the first national park above Yosemite, because Yosemite was a state park and became a national park. So we are the first national park.
You're visiting your old girlfriend, Old Faithful?
Old Unfaithful.
We were just at Old Faithful earlier today.
All right. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Is there a big Minds Over Matter gathering in Yellowstone?
Yeah, in our house.
Okay, fine. All right. So I'm sorry. What were you asking now? Do you want a number one?
Yeah. What is the most visited national park? And we also have a guest for the Red Cross disaster.
Is it Mount Rushmore?
Nope.
Wait a minute. Is it the mall, like the Washington D.C. the Smithsonian, where all the mall and where all the museums are?
Nope.
That's not a national park.
It is a national.
Really?
It's a national monument.
National monument. No, I thought it was a park.
No, not a park.
So it's
Everglades.
No, Everglades is way down there.
In Florida,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just guess like Yosemite or something like that.
No, Yosemite is actually three.
Three, okay. So we have four and we have three.
We had two, I think.
Yeah. So can I? Is it the Johnstown flood? Was that the first Red Cross disaster?
It was.
Good idea. Oh. Good one.
It was. Very the Johnstown good. Flood was the first major disaster that was covered by the Red Cross.
What
very
year,
good.
What year was that?
1889.
Very good.
We don't know.
Is 30 Rock one of the other TV shows?
No. It's not. It's not on the list.
How about Jon Stewart?
Yeah, that's it. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Ah, that's the one that's on the list.
Good one.
Very good. A Daily Show.
Where are you? Where are you?
All right, well, back to you guys for the most visited national park.
30 Rock, by the way, is 21st on the all-time list, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Mississippi. Wow.
Just off.
Is it something in California?
No.
Okay. So then it's not Yosemite. It's not Yellowstone. Is it
Mount Zion?
One of the ones in Wyoming, Utah area.
Well, that's Yellowstone.
Well, no, but there are a few. There are a couple there, like Zion and
and Custer's Battlefield. And things
right.
That are around
the no, place. I'm sorry, we don't know.
It's the Great Smoky Mountains.
Oh. I was going to say that as a joke.
Well, that's east of the Mississippi.
Right. No, he asked me where I was.
Oh, all right.
We were confused.
The reason is because it's very easy to get to from major metropolitan areas, and it has a kind of a road that goes through it.
Oh.
But that counts.
Yes, it does.
It does go.
There you go.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Yellowstone. That's nice.
Yeah. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Jerry, do you have something quick and small?
Well, okay, according to the newspaper, room service is apparently on the way out. Not enough people are ordering it.
It's too expensive.
What is the first major hotel in the country to stop offering rooms, to stop offering room service?
Is this a chain or a single hotel?
It's a chain, part of a chain.
Motel 6.
They have great room service.
They have great room service.
So which chain has room service? The Hilton?
Well, yeah, I want the specific hotel.
Oh, the single hotel.
It's a big hotel, yeah.
But it's part of a chain.
Yes.
So who would?
The Statler Hilton.
There's no such thing.
Yes, there is. I don't know of any more.
Statler is not called the Statler Hilton.
I think it's what's called.
Is it really?
Yeah. How about the Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
I think she stopped offering.
So you'd want an individual hotel.
That's big.
Yeah, but I can't imagine a really upscale hotel would pride itself on having room service. It'd be very expensive, but they would want to have room service.
Yeah.
So is this an upscale hotel? Would you?
Yeah,
like the Plaza or something like that.
Yeah, like that.
Like really? That. Is it in New York?
Yes.
It is in New York. Okay. The Essex House on Central Parkway.
You've sort of danced around it, but...
We danced around it?
With the Plaza and the Statler Hilton.
Or the Hilton?
No, the New York Hilton.
Oh, it's,
oh, it's a New
it's
York
called thing. The New York Hilton. I don't think Statler is part of the title. Anymore.
Okay.
It's not the Lucerne, right?
I think that would make you less competitive, though, with a lot of other hotels if you didn't offer
Well, yeah, room because service. People of that stature want to have the room service available anyway. Yeah,
It must be a big money loser, even with their rates, to keep a staff on. And,
yeah, all night. And, yeah, right. Yeah.
I worked as a bellman when I was a kid for year at the Fairmont, and... And I did a lot of the overnight shifts, so yeah, I would bring people's food up like
all
2
night.
In the morning. Yeah, because they kept the kitchen open for that.
How much was a hamburger back in those days?
Probably about $2.
I want to say like $4 or $5. Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Probably 15 now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. This is Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
I have some guesses for the science fiction titles.
Yes.
Mars.
Not Mars.
Battle.
No.
Beyond.
No.
Monster.
No.
Keep going.
I feel bad about this, but no.
Venus was my last one.
No.
Oh, yeah, if Mars didn't make it, Venus will never.
We were sort of relying on the generic planet that
about,
was on.
Well, how about the moon?
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, moon would have been good.
Yeah. No.
All right, so I assembled a list of sidekicks from popular culture.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the names of sidekicks, and you tell me whose sidekick they are.
Okay.
Okay, Agent 99,
Maxwell Smart.
Maxwell Smart.
Yeah. Don.
Agent 86.
You want their
fictional
name, right? Yeah. Not who played him.
Yeah.
Cato.
The Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Baba Louie.
Oh, Howard Stern?
No.
It's
Baba Louie. Oh, I'm sorry.
Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw is right. Baba Louie was a little burrow within a fence.
Right.
Not Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
that's Baba Louie.
Tubby Tompkins.
Little Lulu.
Little Lulu is right.
Nice. Good
job. Yeah. One of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
And,
I didn't know. I never knew his last name.
That's also on the list of the best writing.
17th.
Yes. Lulu is very clever.
Is it?
I think the color is more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lulu is marvelous. You should read it. I mean,
it is still good.
Still
yeah.
For grown-ups.
Yeah.
Is
it?
Never gets old.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the last one is Woozy Winks.
Ooh.
What is that, comic strip or not?
It's comic books.
Comic books.
It's not
and
Jerry Nachman.
I'll go so far as to say it's superhero comic books.
Oh, okay.
Woozy Winks is a superhero sidekick.
So it's a sidekick.
Sounds like a comic.
Is it one of the better-known superheroes?
It's a very well-known superhero. It is one that has sort of a light or comic touch to it.
Mighty Mouse.
Like the not Green Lantern or something like that?
It's not Green Lantern.
It's not Mighty Mouse?
It's not Mighty Mouse. I don't think Mighty Mouse had a sidekick.
Kevin suggests Plastic Man.
It is indeed Plastic Man.
Wow, very good.
Kevin gets the bell.
Excellent.
Kevin,
right.
I see that fine education didn't go to waste.
He belongs there.
All right, yeah.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. And, okay, let's see. Lori, you have anything very quick you want to run?
I do. Ray Manzarek, the keyboardist for The Doors, died this week, and they replayed an interview, and I didn't know this. In the middle of Light My Fire, there's a long solo, and he talked about that it was patterned after, and remember, it's a long keyboard solo. He patterned it exactly after a famous show tune, a Broadway show tune.
I heard that interview, but I don't remember.
Yeah, what was the show tune? And there was a certain jazz artist that he said he stole it from completely, and then he showed how he did it.
I thought there was he took something from Bach or something.
That's the beginning of it. That's from Bach.
Okay.
Okay, but this is the middle, and it's from a very famous show tune. We've all sung it, and it's from a certain artist rendition of that show tune that's also really famous.
Right. Can't remember.
A show tune. How old is the show tune?
It's from the 60s. And since we're looking at time, it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein song.
Oh.
You've all sung it.
We have?
I think so.
Sound of Music? Something from
it's
the
from
sound
the Sound of Music.
Oh, Do A Deer, it's you know.
Not Do Re Mi.
Do Re Mi. All right.
16 going on 17?
Excellent guess, but not that. We got 5 minutes. Somebody will call with it. It's a good answer.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on here.
I had a guess about the sci-fi movie. Is it Thing? Is one of the words?
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Okay, and is the Rodgers and Hammerstein song, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair?
No, it's not. Good guess. That'd be fun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
I have a couple of answers and also a question.
Okay.
So the movie that didn't get any actors nominated but won was Crash.
It was not the last one, anyway.
Okay, there was one more recent than that?
Yes, there was.
Okay, and then the question that was just about the Doors guy.
Yeah,
was a Coltrane version of My Favorite Things.
Perfect.
Both
answers are right. Yeah, and if you listen, you can hear it. Very good.
Okay. And then my question is, who was the first president to commission a photographic portrait for the White House of himself?
So this person had their photograph taken while they were president.
Exactly, as a portrait, you know, as a presidential portrait. And who was the person that took the picture, and who was the president?
Is it U.S. Grant? Ulysses Grant?
Nope.
No, it's...
After?
Well, the first president to have their portrait taken, but I don't. They were not in the White House at the time. It was John Quincy Adams. So and then Andrew Jackson did too.
John Quincy Adams had a photograph. Huh?
Well, yeah, but he. This was after he was president.
Yeah.
So how about John Tyler?
Nope. Much more recent. Much later.
So this is, when you say photograph, you mean an official, oh, I see, like
an official portrait for the White House.
Not a painting.
Not the kind that they put up in all the post offices or something like that? You know,
I
wanted.
Don't know, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
I think so.
Huh. All right. So much more recent. Huh?
Yeah, and a very famous photographer, but he's not famous for portraiture.
Huh. Oh, but he's not. No.
So is it Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
Is the photographer Ansel Adams by any chance?
Yes, it is Ansel Adams.
That's okay. Why I thought it was Roosevelt.
All right.
And the president was?
Kennedy?
Nope, later.
Later than Kennedy.
How about Reagan?
No. Ansel Adams wouldn't want
dead.
To do Reagan.
I think he might have been dead.
Carter?
Carter, yes, Carter.
All right.
Jimmy Carter did a portrait of, Ansel Adams did a portrait of Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
And that was the first officially done one.
Right.
That's cool.
That's what I heard.
That's very cool.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda. I'm sorry, we've only got about 2 minutes left.
Okay, how about Avatar for the last movie, which no one was nominated for Best Actor?
No.
No?
After that?
I think Sigourney Weaver was nominated for Best Supporting Actress or something.
Okay, was Beyond mentioned as one of the titles for... science fiction?
No, but no.
Okay. And one final one. Did you name the hotel that stopped room service?
Yeah, the New York Hilton.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Linda.
Bye.
All right.
How about Man in the science fiction list?
Didn't that come up?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you're right. Man. Okay. Time to clean up here.
One of the first three athletes inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, Willie Mays, Joe DiMaggio, and Bill Russell.
Oh. Bill Russell.
The country that has... ranked the happiest industrialized nation is Australia. And let's see. Oh, the national park that has the least visitors. I'm saying it wrong, but A-N-I-A-K-C-H-A-K, Aniakchak.
Oh, yeah.
National Park.
I've heard of it.
In Alaska.
Okay.
Did it? Yeah. The person who's won the most lifetime Tonys is Harold Prince by far. He's won 21.
Oh, yes.
And the two people who won two Oscars for supporting actor, Jack Albertson did it, and The Subject was Roses. Good. And then Lila Kudrova did it. She won the Oscar for Zorba the Greek, and then she
I
was
asked that
Broadway.
Question once.
Oh, you did?
Well, I asked a version of that question anyway, of Lila Kudrova question.
Yeah.
Okay, the 10 most common words in film titles for science fiction films, space, star, man, time, alien, world, planet, earth, lost, and wild. The last Best Picture Academy Award winner to have no acting nominations was The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. We got the Johnstown Flood, and that is it. Okay, so if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly do enjoy bringing it to you. Our thanks to Jerry Nachman from Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thanks.
And, of course, Kevin Vance for handling the board and phones. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.
If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't B, it's Frank.